Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Morgan Anderson. I am interested in the way that wilderness has been viewed over the course of time. The concept of a place being wild is just that, a concept. As discussed in William Cronin's article, The Trouble with Wilderness, or Getting Back to the Wrong Nature, this idea of something being wild has evolved over time. Today, I am exploring this concept of what it means for something to be wild, starting with early Western conceptions and moving to present-day views about wilderness. I will also discuss some of the issues that arise when thinking about this idea of wilderness. Wilderness has had many meanings throughout American history. Many Protestants and early settlers in the new land feared nature due to the perceived mystery and unpredictability, which led to wilderness being seen as untamed and dangerous. This conceptualization led to the removal of Native Americans, westward development and expansion, deforestation, and loss of wildlands. In the aftermath of rapid industrial growth and exploitation, the preservation and conservation movements began. As people began to realize the devastating effects of these actions, wilderness became valued for intrinsic properties such as beauty and spirituality. Wilderness became something viewed as an escape from the real world. While this attitude shift has allowed for many environmental movements and conservation efforts to flourish, there are still some problems with what wilderness really means. One of the problematic concepts is that wilderness is untouched by man. This allows people to disregard Native American heritage in these places and denies the fact that these very places are managed by people. The concept that wilderness is best untouched also allows people to become separate from nature. It is often easier for people to exploit their environments and feel less guilty about polluting their own homes with this mindset. One wild place taken for granted is the Mississippi River in our own backyard in the Quad Cities. It is important to realize that people are a part of nature and that wilderness can be found in everything from the blade of grass that grows on your lawn to the creeks in your backyard. When you recognize the wildness in everyday places, our environments become more spectacular and valuable.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.